If you are looking for even more help and guidance on your breakup, I have a few different options for you to take your healing to the next level. I have 4 different online courses depending on what stage of the breakup that you're in, from beginning all the way into moving on after heartbreak. Or you can bundle all of my courses together and use the code PODCAST to get $25 off my course bundle. I also have my 30-day no contact challenge to help hold you accountable in going no contact with your ex. And we have our free Facebook group, Healing Hearts Club, where you can connect with other people going through breakups all over the world. To learn more about any of these resources, head to the show notes where you can learn more about my courses, take the quiz to figure out which course is best for you, or join the Facebook group. And don't forget to use the code PODCAST to get $25 off my course bundle. Welcome to the Heal Your Heartbreak podcast with your host, Breakup Bestie, aka me, Kendra. Breakups are hard, but you don't have to do it alone. Each week, I will be taking you through a different topic as it relates to breaking up, healing from heartbreak, growing in your single life, dating, and getting back into happier and healthier relationships. The goal of this show is to provide support, hope, tips, and to remind you that above all, this too shall pass. Welcome back to the Heal Your Heartbreak podcast. Today is a solo episode, and we're going to be talking about what should you do if you lose your absolute shit at your ex. And I think the most important thing that I want to start with is I talk a lot on this podcast, which if you're a regular listener, you know, I talk a lot on this podcast about going no contact and how it's best to not reach out to your ex, not see them. But just because I talk about it a lot and just because I so strongly believe in it, I also know how extremely difficult it is. And honestly, that's probably why I talk about it so much, because I know it's difficult. So I know it needs a lot of guidance and resources and tools. So I'm not shocked, or I'm never like disappointed if someone does break no contact. I don't think it's inevitable, but I do think it's extremely common. And I know how difficult it is to hold your tongue when it comes to wanting to say something to your ex. So of course, there are times, me included, I've done this too, where you end up having this contact and it's just so much is built up where you end up like just completely losing it at them. And I don't encourage that, but it is something that I fully acknowledge happens. I don't think there's any perfect way to go through a breakup. I don't think anyone has ever gone through a breakup perfectly, me included. So essentially, this happens. So what can that look like? Essentially, not even losing your shit at them. It can essentially mean doing anything post-breakup with your ex that you regret. And you know, that can include calling them a dozen times when you're drunk. That can mean writing out a long text message to them and sending it because at the time you feel like it's the right thing to say. This can include, you know, calling them, writing them. You know, I just had a listener story on where she talked about Caitlin's episode, where she talked about the fact that she sent a bunch of emails and she sent a bunch of messages. And so things like that where you don't feel great about it. So this happens. It happens in many different forms. I mean, I've literally heard it all. I had a coaching client years ago who signed up to send her ex, I think it was like zebra poop or something. There was like a service that sent it anonymously. So I've literally heard it all. There's nothing that I've heard that will surprise me at this point. So what happens if you do something like that? And regardless of, you know, if you regretted it right away or thinking back on it, it doesn't feel right. The biggest thing, and hopefully this is no surprise, is giving yourself compassion by me telling you all of the things that I have heard from people or things that I have done myself. I have sent the text. I have done the calls. I have, reached out and basically said, I know you broke up with this, with me because of this, but, I'm happy to just be in your life in whatever way that works, even if you don't want to actually commit to me. I've stooped down. I have broken my own boundaries. I have said things out of anger. Again, it happens. I'm telling you this so you can understand that it's more common than not that stuff like that happens. This can also include things maybe you said back to your ex when you were being broken up with. Let's say your ex broke up with you. You were taken by surprise. You said things to them that maybe you don't really mean, or maybe that felt mean and felt out of character to you. So again, anything that you're feeling regret about of things that you said to your ex, how do you work through that? Compassion, 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 compassion. You will never fix it by beating yourself up. That won't help anyone in the long run. It won't help you. It won't help your ex. It won't help your healing. It won't help the chances that you and your ex get back together. All you will be doing is further hurting yourself. So, you can go back and listen to the Because You're Human episode, but breakups, and if we can understand just how traumatic breakups are, what they do to us physiologically, mentally, emotionally, all of the things, it causes us to act out of character. So not to say you can't be held accountable for things that you say under stress of a breakup, but just to add another layer of why you should be very compassionate towards yourself about it. I love the trick of pretend your friend told you the story of what they said to their ex, and you're not going to say, oh my gosh, you're such a loser. I can't believe you said that. You might go, ooh, that wasn't great, but it happens. It's okay. It's nothing to completely beat yourself up about. And that's another thing too, is make sure you do tell people. Secret or shame thrives in secret. And I know it might feel embarrassing to tell people in your life of, hey, especially if it's happened before, hey, I reached out to my ex, or I answered middle of the night kind of text and, I went and saw them, or I freaked out at them, or I did this. You got to tell at least one person. That is really important. That is something that I hope everyone takes away from this, is after you listen to this, I hope you go and tell at least one person. And as embarrassing as it might feel, my guess is that your friend will share a comparable story, or will just, honestly, just saying it out loud will make you feel so much better. If you're not ready to tell a friend, message me on Instagram, send me a DM at your breakup bestie, and let me know what you did. And I promise I will say, hey, it's no big deal. It's okay. Like, you will survive from this. It will pass. This is not going to go on your permanent record for the rest of your life. You have to do things that lower the amount of shame with it. And keeping it secret is a big one. Telling a friend, having them reassure you, pretend your friend told you the same story, write about it, anything that you can do to get it off your chest and get it out of your head, and just realize that you're just a human. I know a question a lot of you, beyond compassion, I know a question a lot of you will probably have is how to remedy the situation. And here's the thing, because I've been in that position before, I know that all you want is to try to almost make up for it to your ex. So most of the time we go overboard with trying to apologize or make amends or whatever that looks like. We can't completely fix it or take it away. Depending on what happened and depending on what feels good to you, a very simple, hey, I'm really sorry. I should not have called you. I'm really sorry. I should not have sent that text. And furthermore, I think when we do those things, when we reach out and we send a mean text or we call a bunch of times, it feels like because we opened the line of communication, we need to allow the other person to talk to us because we feel guilty and we're just operating from a place of shame around it. But you can say, hey, I'm really sorry for sending that text. I will not message you anymore. I think it's best if we both go our separate ways. Clearly, this is still a very emotionally charged thing. And closing it there, you don't have to keep talking to them. And I would recommend not to, because clearly you're not in a space to communicate.
Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Investing in yourself can mean many different things when you're going through a breakup. But when it comes to financial investments, investing can feel intimidating and many people don't know where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest in Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. Taking initiative over finances and investments is something that has really added to my overall feeling of empowerment and has helped provide a hopeful feeling as I think about my future. And I love that Acorns makes it so easy. Head to acorns.com/heartbreak or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/heartbreak. You know, after going through a breakup, your photos need to be replaced and memory lane can feel like a scary place to walk down. But don't forget that you still have so many people in your life who love you and so many memories that don't involve your ex. And Artifact Uprising is here to help you preserve your meaningful moments this holiday season. I have been an Artifact Uprising customer for years now, and I love that they have such high quality prints and beautiful books that are great for putting up in my home or giving as gifts. Just recently, I made a photo book with photos of my three boys from this year. But what I also made, which I highly recommend all of you do, is I made a book with photos of just my best girlfriends, which I now have on my coffee table. It's such a great way for me to see all of my favorite memories with the women in my life who are my rocks. So whether you want to put up some new photos with friends and family around your house, or you want to put together a book as a thank you for the people who are holding you up during this tough time, Artifact Uprising is the place to do it. Artifact Uprising makes it easy to tell your story. Through the end of the year, Heal Your Heartbreak listeners can give Artifact Uprising a try and get 20% off for new customers or 15% off if you have purchased before. Just visit artifactuprising.com and use code HEARTBREAK through December 31st.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So keeping it really short and sweet when it comes to remedying the situation and just knowing that you don't owe your ex something unless you feel like you want to just say sorry and just close the door there. But I just tend to see people go a little overboard. And if you continue to put energy, and this goes back to two of feeling shame around it, I really think that when we keep things secretive, we keep feeling shame around these things. We operate from a place of, I owe my ex this because I freaked out at them over text. You're far more likely to repeat it again. It's so much better to say, I'm human. I said that I was sorry. The best apology always is changed behavior. Always. It's always based on action. So the best thing that you can do is just not do that again. So it's very important to take care of yourself in a way that will prevent you from repeating that over again, because then you're just adding shame on top of shame on top of shame. I will say, like, it's almost best to quit while you're behind. I think what we're probably aiming for is for our ex to say, you know what? Nope. Like, don't stress about it. And maybe they will offer, you know, hopefully they can be graceful about it. But I think what we're hoping for is them to say, don't even stress about it. Let's pretend like this never happened. And if we're being honest with ourselves, the thing that we're really hoping for is for them to say, I'm so glad you said all that. I've been thinking and I really think we should talk and discuss getting back together, because clearly this isn't over for you. It's not over for me either. I think that's what we're really hoping for. But the quicker, the more short and sweet, the quitting while you're behind kind of a thing will allow you to go through the healing steps to feel better about that moving forward. And I'm trying to think through all the different scenarios that could happen. But if your ex is not graceful about it, if you reach out to apologize, they can say their piece. And then, but they're not allowed to continually tell you, I can't believe you said this to me. That's not fair to you. You're doing your best to like shut the door and move forward with your life. So if someone can't afford that grace to you, then it's okay to cut ties and it's okay to mute them or block them or whatever that looks like. And I will be honest, in some scenarios, it doesn't even make sense to initiate contact after something like that. Again, I just tend to think that we go really overboard because, of course, we're trying our best to, we want to fix things. We want to be back with that person. I mean, typically, I'm speaking of the majority of the time, if you're someone that's reaching out to your ex, it's usually because you want to get back together with them. So I understand why we really go hard on trying to fix it, because we're not only trying to make them not mad at us, we're hoping that they'll want to get back together with us. So just knowing that that's probably your, like the urge that you have, and you just have to dial it back because, you know, you didn't physically hurt anyone. You're not a horrible person. You're not a criminal. You most likely just sent something out of anger that probably shouldn't have been sent. And that's okay. I think most people in the world are guilty of doing something like that. And for those of you that are maybe the thing that you're feeling guilty about or the things you wish you could take back happened during the actual breakup, I've talked about this in other episodes, but it's, I'm not going to say that things don't count when a breakup is happening. But just know that I don't think anyone is in their wisest frame of mind when they're breaking up with someone or when they're being broken up with. And while I think if you're breaking up with someone, it is very important that you choose your words very wisely. When you're on the receiving end of a breakup, most of the time it is very blindsiding. So you do tend to say things that maybe aren't going to ring true in a few days or in a couple weeks. And so sometimes what can happen is once the dust has settled after a breakup, we think back to, oh my gosh, I wish I hadn't said that to them, or I didn't really mean that. And in that case, I think it comes down to the intention, because I know for me, I've said things during a breakup that I did not mean because I was very hurt. I was very surprised. I was taken off guard. I got defensive. And when weeks went by and I did look back with regret of how what I said or how I handled myself, if I was being honest with myself, I would realize that my intention was I wanted to fix it and I wanted to get back together. And I was hoping that if I could just set things straight with what was said during the breakup, that that would lead to getting back together. It wasn't necessarily that I just wanted to clear my conscience. It was more that I really wanted to fix it. So in that case, I should not have reached out, and you should not reach out if your intention is to change the outcome of the actual breakup. Now, if let's say months have gone by, and you feel like you've done a lot of the work to let go of this person, and you look back and say, you know, I still don't feel great that I said this during the breakup, I'm going to reach out and just say, hey, I hope you're doing well. I just want to say I said some things during the breakup that I didn't necessarily mean. And I just want you to know that I did not mean that. And I wish you all the best. And then you close it from there. But sometimes the I'm sorry tour for this kind of stuff, again, if we're being honest with ourselves, it's more to change the outcome of the actual breakup. And it's best to keep that stuff to ourselves. And again, like continue doing the work to prevent that from happening again, because again, the living amends and living your life in a different way is the best way in the long run to make things better. So let's talk about how to make sure we don't do that again. I mean, we talked about not doing whatever you can to not feel shame about what was said or what you did. not keeping it a secret, making sure that you tell at least one other person. The other thing is, and this is not going to be something I recommend right away, but once you are over that shame and you have been able to afford yourself some grace with that, I would write down how it felt when you did it, when you said it, when you sent that message, when you called them, because we forget that kind of stuff. And there might be a time in a few weeks where you are very tempted to send another message. And it's good to be able to refer back to, ugh, yeah, that didn't feel good last time. I have it in black and white in my own writing of how it made me feel. So I'm going to choose not to do that again. The tips that I give for no contact will also really be helpful with this. The 24-hour rule is really important. You can write whatever you want to your ex. That's another thing here is we're not trying to put on this front where we don't feel anger or we just wish them the best. We are going to have feelings and thoughts towards our ex that aren't going to feel good and shouldn't be said out loud to the person, but we are still going to have them and that's okay. So it is really key that we write those things down in a journal or we talk about them with a friend. The more you keep things pent up, the more likely you are to explode over that. This is why we don't want to numb feelings after a breakup, because numbing them or jumping into a new relationship or whatever that looks like is not dissipating the feelings. It's just pushing them down for them to only come out sideways later on. So if you are pretending that you don't have any more feelings towards your ex and you're not doing anything to process the feelings, I would say you're much more likely to reach out to them and go completely postal on them because you're not taking care of it. And those get pent up and they explode like a volcano instead of, you know, like this slow release of things that are coming out. So write things down as they come up. If you feel like you have to send your ex a message, wait 24 hours. Tell yourself, okay, if I'm going to read this tomorrow afternoon, 24 hours after I wrote it, if I still feel like I have to send it, I'll give myself a chance to send it then. But for now, I'm just going to keep it. I'm going to tuck it aside. And I would guarantee that almost 100% of the time when you read through the message that you felt like you had to send, you will be very glad that you didn't end up sending that. So putting things in place, if you're a drunk dialer or a drunk texter, which honestly, not a big reason I got sober, but that definitely is part of why I got sober. I one time called someone 27 times in a row, someone that I liked, but basically just said they weren't interested in dating me. Drunk dialed them, called 27 times in a row. That's not something that was a rare occurrence. That happened to me a lot. So if you are someone like that, take some steps to get their number out of your phone, maybe do something that gives a little bit of an obstacle. If you're out with friends, say, please, if I'm getting crazy, please take away my phone. So again, doing whatever you can to prevent that from happening again. If you're taking those steps and you're doing those actions, it will make you feel better for the fact that you did it in the first place. So to recap, it's very common. It's not abnormal. It doesn't mean you're a crazy person. It doesn't mean that you don't have any control over your emotions or your actions. Just means you're a human going through a broken heart. Compassion is the best way for you to deal with this. Afford yourself the same grace that you would afford your best friend. Tell people about it. You don't need to put it on blast, but don't keep it a secret. And short and sweet for an apology if you feel like you need it. And again, don't try not to do a pause on that. Let's say you drunk dialed them, you wake up in the morning absolutely frantic about it. Wait a few hours, wait a day. Don't do anything impulsively. Keep it short and sweet. Quit while you're behind. Allow yourself to get up and get ahead again. You don't have to continue a conversation even if you're the one that started it. It's always best policy to go back to no contact. That's why I'm so sorry I reached out to you. I'm going to go back to no contact. I think that's the best for both of us. Close the door, move on. And then lastly, take steps to make sure it doesn't happen again. That's the best way that you can, in general, apologize and make amends to anyone. So you're not alone. I've done series on my Instagram where I've asked people to share the things that they feel ashamed about, and most of the answers are very similar. So give yourself grace. I'm granting you grace. I forgive you. I really hope you forgive yourself, and I'll see you guys back here again next week.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you loved it, I hope you'll leave a review and share with your friends. If you're not already following me on Instagram, head to @yourbreakupbestie, where I'm sharing new content almost every day. To join our Facebook group, Healing Hearts Club, where you can connect with thousands of people from all over the world going through breakups, head to the link in the show notes. And don't forget to check out my online courses for more in-depth help through your healing journey. I always end these episodes the same way, reminding you to be nice to yourself, stay connected with loved ones, and the biggest reminder is that this too shall pass. I promise.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.